News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Sean Hall. He's the Managing Director of Manguard Plus. It's a security company employing a lot of people, 300 clients across 600 locations. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby, for having me this morning.
Now, we like to talk about the man behind the business, a Ballybritis man originally down there in County Laois, but you've settled in Newbridge, County Kildare. Or when did you move to Kildare?
Yeah, we moved to Kildare in about 1973. My father got a job in Irish Ropes at the time, which was a huge factory and a huge source of employment in the town. So we moved there at that stage.
Yeah. The family were in the fruit and veg business at one stage, and I think that was maybe where you started your working days. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I started work very young as 11-year-old. I think I went out and did a bit of pumping petrol and stuff. But my mum and dad had a fruit and veg business. They grew some vegetables and they supplied the Dublin market. And my mum would have been a street trader in Newbridge and sold fruit and veg. And you learn a hard graft very quick, I think.
You certainly do, don't you?
You do.
Tell me then about your sort of finding your way into security, because I know in 1996 you started Manguard Plus, but before that, you'd worked with the security company.
Yeah, I'd worked for I worked for a number of bars and stuff, and I kind of went from there into doing door work, and then I ended up working for Provincial Security Services.
Provincial Security, yeah.
That's where I learnt my trade, to be honest. And I was with them until late 95, early 96, and I had an injury. It was kind of peculiar. I fell going home after the nightclub one night and broke my ankle, and I was out of work for a couple of months. And I thought during them couple of months, well, look, I think I could do this for myself. So we formed a company in 1996, and we just drove on from there.
Fantastic. Tell us one thing I've always been fascinated by, and it's the skill set of a guy working the door outside a busy pub. You know, you get all sorts of characters coming up in all sorts of various states, and it really is a skill, and it's a skill I've often watched and admired, where people can defuse a situation. It seems to me to be a skill you either have or you don't have.
I think in the older days, doorman had a very bad name, and you know, things happened that shouldn't have happened. But I think as the years went on, and when the PSA came around, and when the training came around, and we all started to do more courses, we learned very quickly how to try and talk people down and not resort to violence. Obviously, violence is the last thing you want. And, you know, sometimes you just have to close the door and people just have to walk away. And
yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, you end up getting involved in ladies and men and their relationships, and they're having arguments and whatever. But look, it's a lovely job, but it can be a great job.
And as somebody now who would employ security people, you know, you've got like between 1,200 and 1,400 staff. What are you looking for when you say you're employing someone? What sort of characteristics are you looking for when it comes to dealing with difficult situations?
We don't do any door work now at all. We give up the nightclubs years and years back, but we do event work, obviously. But we are blessed, I think, in Newbridge, because we get a lot of people coming from the army at 38 years of age, haven't done 21 years, now have a pension. They're suited and booted. They're fairly reasonably well trained.
Right.
And they make very, very good security officers. Very good security officers. We've been blessed. Well, we're looking for people who will treat people with respect, provide a service to our clients that we want, a high level service, you know, dress properly, speak properly. The day of the security man just going around locking doors, that's gone.
Yeah.
You know, now they're very much a concierge type, where they're having to deal with visitors and clients and, you know, deal with everything, to be honest.
And Sean, tell me then about how you developed the business, you know, from 1996, as I say, 1,200 staff now, 300 clients across 600 locations. What's involved in scaling up a business like that, or how have you managed to do that?
It's hard to put a finger on, to be honest. It started off as a very small thing, and we started off with this idea we could do a few nightclubs and doors, and then we went look at industrial and commercial work, and we got some nice contracts in PWA and Air Motive at the time, and Irish Independent Newspapers, and it just built from there. And really, I think we provided a good service to people, and it was word of mouth after that. I think, you know, we never really had a good sales team or any sales team. We had a chance where people gave us referral, and it just went from strength to strength to strength.
I was looking at some of the things that the courses that you've done around gaining expertise across security, things like close protection and surveillance, masterclass in data protection, counter-terrorism awareness through the Project Griffin in the UK. Yeah. That's all very interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I came out of school at 15 and a half years of age, junior cert, thought I could run a business, and all of a sudden it became very apparent that I needed to go back and re-educate myself.
So you upskilled along the way, and
we continuously do that now with all our staff. We provide courses for them, all sorts of courses.
People would say about the security industry that it's often maybe compared to other industries like catering, or that it's a kind of a journeyman, that no one really comes into it for a career. I think if you can say to somebody that comes to join you that there actually is a career in this, is that a message that you're obviously conscious to get out?
Yeah, well, all of our senior management have came through the ranks. They were either security officers, patrol drivers, control room, operators, whatever they were. We try and do a graduate program inside our own company. We're in the process of opening the QQI Centre, which is going to allow us to give more individual training to our staff. And I think it's all about upskilling your own people and bringing them up the ladder. People who understand the methodology of the company, the ethos of the company. And like, we have some very, very good clients, very loyal clients, and we want to pay them back for the loyalty they've shown us over the years by providing a good service to them.
Yeah. In terms of growing the business, I see you've expanded now into Northern Ireland, into London, and where you, as you say, acquire a book of business.
Yeah.
So how does that work, that you just, you basically buy another company's clients?
No, what we do is we go in and buy their book of business, and we buy their clients, we take over their staff, we chupi in all their staff, and we take over the business. And in some cases, we take on some of their management as well, because they would have a personal connection with their own clients.
Yeah.
And it seems to work for us. We're not into buying companies as such.
And if you look at business and expanding then in the likes of Northern Ireland and London, has that been challenging, or has it gone fairly smoothly for you?
It was reasonably smooth, but again, it is a bit challenging. They have different processes and procedures that we have, and it's getting used to the way they do business, because they do business much different than we do it.
Yeah. And when you look at security now, and you look at the kind of common issues that clients would have had, has there been a huge move to the sort of cyber security? Well, is that what you're being kind of called on to provide?
We, a couple of years back, invested in building our own control station, which is an EN50518 station. It's the only one in the country still. And we went out and offered clients particular services, and people were able to reduce their overheads by replacing men at nighttime or ladies at nighttime with technology. And technology is the way to go. It needs both. It needs the human factor and it needs the technology.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Sean. Great to get an insight into such a business like security. I know you're a big GAA man as well, and big sponsor and supporter of Kildare GAA. So well done for developing that business. And it really is a fascinating business. And thanks for letting us into your world. Well,
thanks very much for having us on, Bobby.
Great to talk to you.